The last thing in the world I wanted to do was go away on vacation, but I was desperate to get out of Washington. Chelsea wanted to go back to Martha's Vineyard, where good friends were waiting. So Bill, Chelsea, and I left for the island the following afternoon. Buddy, the dog, came along to keep Bill company. He was the only member of our family who was still willing to. Just before we left, Marcia Berry, my imperturbable press secretary, made a statement on my behalf. Clearly, she said, this is not the best day in Mrs. Clinton's life. This is a time when she relies on her strong religious faith. By the time we settled into our borrowed farmhouse, the adrenaline of the crisis had worn off, and I was left with nothing but profound sadness, disappointment, and unresolved anger. I could barely speak to Bill, and when I did, it was a tirade. I read, I walked on the beach. He slept downstairs, I slept upstairs. Days were easier than nights. Where do you turn when your best friend, the one who always helps you through hard times, is the one who wounded you? I felt unbearably lonely, and I could tell Bill did too. He kept trying to explain and apologize, but I wasn't ready to be in the same room with him, let alone forgive him. I would have to go deep inside myself and my faith to discover any remaining belief in our marriage, to find some path to understanding. At this point, I really didn't know what I was going to do. Shortly after we arrived, Bill returned briefly to the White House to oversee the cruise missile strikes against one of Osama bin Laden's trading camps in Afghanistan. In spite of clear evidence that bin Laden was responsible for the embassy bombings, Bill was criticized for ordering the attack. He was accused of doing it to divert attention from his own troubles and the growing talk of impeachment.